Men know how to keep it real in 2017, too. Episode number 79. Welcome to the Keep It 100 Girls 12 Days of Inspirational Giveaways. This is a scene that happens every week where Girly Nation shares their 50 shades of cray cray and the lessons learned that, look, we could all use in 2017. Because in 2016, we cried about it, we shouted about it, you know what, we lost weight about it, and you know what, even some sleep. But that's not the way forward. I'm your host, Nina Babel, and I'm the Keep It 100 girl. And Nina keeps it real, and she keeps it true. Today marks the 11th day of the Keep It 100 Girl Christmas and the 12 days of inspirational giveaways. And today we're going to talk about what my true love gave to me. He gave us some truths. He gave us some BS to work with. But ladies, in this episode, we cannot forget the men. Because you know what? They know how to keep it 100 too. We gotta acknowledge all those fellas who came on the show to dish their dirt. Let this traffic cop set the scene. Because ladies, these guys, they make our world go round. Let's face it. This is what men are thinking among themselves. But you know what? It's that bro code they got going on. And they haven't said it out loud until they met me. Colin Tate is a relationship expert. He is the author of Is This Your Man? Colin had some signature red flag advice. Ladies, that is worth repeating in case you missed it. This way you can understand where men are coming from, what their mindset is, what they're thinking in this particular scenario.
If you stop him and you say, hey, do you have a condom? His response is no. And he's still persistent. I don't care how much you like this guy. I don't care how good looking he is. That's a red flag. Because if you're not that special, meaning you are not the first person he's tried to have sex with without a condom. Please don't think you're special. Please don't think he's making exceptions for you. Please don't think that you stand out amongst the crowd. Absolutely not. He has done this plenty of times before. Maybe for one time, maybe 12 times. But trust me, he has done this before. Because here's the whole thing when you do something wrong. When you do something wrong, it gets easier each time you do it. When somebody steals, you're nervous, you're guilty. But if you do it long enough, it gets easier and easier and easier. You don't think about it. So when the guys had unprotected sex with somebody and she did not get pregnant, or you know what, he didn't have a disease by her, it gets easier and easier for him to continue to do it. So that is something I want you to be very aware of. If he is insistent on doing it, that is a huge red flag.
Dane is in his 40s, married with 2 kids. Look, he keeps it real. Being married and also being an entrepreneur is a double whammy. He talks about those coming to Jesus conversations that consist of the good, bad, and ugly. And Dane goes ahead and shares what those good, bad, and ugly moments really are, especially when it comes to apologizing. It's a lesson that we all could learn, regardless of your marital status.
I just personally cannot deal with bullshit at this point in a marriage and in a relationship. So I just don't. I just don't deal with it. It's like, look, this is what it is. If you're wrong, apologize. And, a true apology, not a, you know, well, if I did something that you thought was something, there can't be any ifs, there can't be any, well, if you're offended, there can't be any thing about an apology, especially, you know, when you start talking about the ugly, that that's not just a straight up, I'm sorry, this was my fault, you're absolutely right, it won't happen again. That's the way you apologize. And I think the problem is that so many people don't understand how to apologize and they don't want to fully admit that they're wrong. What they want to say is, well, if you took this way, it's not the way that I meant it. So if you feel that way, then I'm sorry you feel that way, and it was not my intention to hurt you. That's not an apology. An apology is, I'm sorry that hurt you. Understand that I would never intentionally hurt you, but I am sorry that what I said hurt you, and I'm sorry that I put it that way, and it won't happen again. It's not a if you took it this way kind of thing. That's the kind of thing that pisses me off. That's, I guess, another ugly, is not being sincere when you know that you're not in the right as far as relationships are concerned. So I think that's my take on it. The good, the bad, and the ugly. The good is, you know, when it's good, it's good. It's great when communication is great, when the sex is great, when you're on the same page as far as everything else in your relationship. That part of it is absolutely wonderful. The bad is when you're not on the same page, when you can't communicate clearly, when you hold on to grudges, you know, that kind of stuff. Especially in business, if you move over to the entrepreneur side, if you are an entrepreneur and your spouse is not, and you're married, it's problems. It's problematic. Still problematic for me at times. The spouse tries to be supportive but doesn't understand the vision, and that's okay. But as long as they don't get in your way, that's when it becomes a real problem in a relationship. When the person blocks you at every turn, or they're not supportive. And it can become really messy really quickly. And so as an entrepreneur, you have to be willing to, I guess, accept that they're not in the same place that you are. But it tends to just be bad. And I'm not sure if it ever really works out. I mean, I guess I'll let you know, because I'm in that situation. So far. We'll see. It's not, you know, it's not bad, as bad as it could be, but it's not as good as I'd like it, as far as the entrepreneur stuff is concerned. So I guess that's getting a little real. And the ugly is just when the person that you're with won't let go of things and they don't know how to apologize. Not necessarily speaking from experience, personal experience, a little bit, but I've seen a lot of that with other married folks that I know, where the apologies are half-hearted, and so is the sincerity for when they're sorry, or, you know, just not communicating at all. That's the ugly part of it. I mean, there have been times where, you know, things get real and you have those, you know, come to Jesus conversations about being happy. Because after a certain age, and I think it just takes living to get there, you don't feel like being unhappy, especially with someone that you have to spend your time with and that you're intimate with and all of the things that go along with that. You just don't want to be unhappy.
All right. So I'm going to use the proverbial, can we talk, let's be friends, that we're all guilty of using to break out of a relationship. But Kevin sums up the two type of reactions that each woman is going to receive in her reality going forward. Kevin keeps a 100 by letting you know what guys are thinking once you decide that you are going to use those two code words. You ready?
It would depend, I think, on the male, right? And it's going to depend on his age and everything else that he's got going for him. So if this is a guy who is well put together in every sense of the word, physically, financially, handsome, his ego might be bruised, but chances are he's not even fazed by it, first and foremost. If it's someone who is not well put together, maybe not that fit, maybe not financially stable, maybe not that ambitious, he's going to be crushed. Right? So I think it's going to be a function of the person. So a guy who knows that, hey, tomorrow I got 10 other people waiting on me. Your loss, not mine. Right? Versus the guy who's going, my God, with everything that I've done for you and everything that I thought we were working towards, and we've been together for so long, he's going to definitely have a completely different feel or reaction to that.
Right.
All right. So if I'm a business owner, or I'm an attorney, and I'm a physician, and I am in my 30s or 40s, you know, I'm doing well. I know that tomorrow I'll be able to replace you. It sounds harsh, but that's really what's going through his head.
Next, Kevin drives home the his and her version of reality. I don't think you realize, ladies, what happens, especially once you get to that 30-something threshold. Let's hear what he had to say.
My ego might be bruised a little bit, but tomorrow I'm going to show you, because you're going to see me with someone who's just as pretty as you are, if not more beautiful. Right? Because you kind of, you know, the thing that a woman has to understand is that once you get to a certain age, past the college age, the deck is stacked in favor of men. There are fewer eligible men than there are quote-unquote eligible women, right? And so if you were to go to any dating site, there's always going to be more women than there are men. If you go to any club or any bars, more than likely, yes, you have some playing power if you're a woman, but at the end of the day, your options in there are going to be slim. Versus, it's the reverse for a man. He has more qualified, well-put-together options. So again, it depends on who's saying, let's talk, I want to end this. You know, if I'm well put together, and I'm in my 30s or 40s and I haven't gotten married, chances are I'm not going to be fazed by it. If I'm in my 20s, then I might be a little fazed by it, because I don't really know who I am yet and what I have.
Now, Adam is in his ripe old 20s and he is single. He shares his instant deal breakers when he meets a chick. He also indicates there's a fine line between sassy and rudeness. Isn't that always the case? I'll let Adam explain.
Sass. You're going to have some attitude.
Right. It's not awful. Yeah. Yeah.
Zero tolerance.
Yeah, I get it. I wouldn't have thought of that as one of my red flags.
I had a punch rally.
All right, peeps, do you know any of these guys? Are you married to them? Did you date them? Are you in a relationship with them? Are they your future ex-boyfriend? Does this sound like someone you want to meet in 2017? Somebody that's going to keep it real. Keep it 100 and appreciate all of you. So men, if you don't treat her like a queen, you're going to be a lonely king. But I think what the men want to really drive home, bring home, and let us ladies know is behind every successful man is his woman. And behind the fall of every successful man, you're not going to like this one, is usually another woman. So ladies, let's level up, squat up, let's badass bitch up, and let's get our shit together, both sides, in 2017. Okay, peeps, if you like this episode or any other ones, kindly leave me a rating and 5-star review in iTunes. I totally rely on it a lot. It helps me stand out from the crowd. And you know what? It helps y'all talk, understand, and get past these issues that we encounter with each other. If you need help in iTunes, this is where you want to go. bit.ly/SRATE review. Well, that's my inspirational gift to you all today. If you @mention me on Twitter or Instagram, there is a free giveaway awaiting for today's episode. So find the post referring to episode number 78. You know what? Say, hey, Nina girl, I listened to it and this is my lesson learned. That's my reel for today. Smooches.